Right, I'm here at Sutton United Football Club, and I am speaking to Graham.
Hello.
And what's your name again? Bob.
That's it, Bob.
What do you do here, Bob?
I do all sorts of things here, actually. I'm sort of a part, you know, God almighty.
I do it all.
Anything that needs to be done sort of thing, I'll do it, more or less. A couple of hours in the morning, I come in, do a bit of cleaning, putting the tables all together.
Oh, great.
So on and so forth.
Yeah.
Saturdays, I sell programmes at the football club.
Okay.
And generally, that's what I do down here.
Cool. And Graham, what's your specific job here?
Basically everything, like Bob. Get involved in the commercial side, selling packages to companies for sponsorship. Get involved in everything, really. Got a big match this week, as you know.
Yeah.
And that's got two sponsors coming this week, so it's a big game for Sutton this week.
That's fantastic. I mean, I've only recently been introduced to Sutton, obviously, because Joke Club's here. And this, we're hoping to be our flagship venue. Did you enjoy the comedy, the opening night, the launch night?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I actually went home with my sides aching, and I think most of us did. It was a really good night, far, far better than we anticipated. Obviously, it was great because it was a sellout as well. And, you know, it was a really good evening. And I can't wait for the next one, which, of course, is on the 17th of April.
17th of April, yeah. We're running every third Sunday of the month, which is great. The sort of early evening Sunday comedy, that's what we're trying to achieve. Bob, what were your thoughts on the...
Absolutely superb. I didn't, again, same as Graham, I didn't know what to expect. Having not actually been to this kind of thing before, I've been to Jongleurs in Clapham, you know, and seen that. But I've been, you know, been trying to persuade people ever since I came. Do come, it's absolutely superb. You'll have a great evening, you know, great evening's entertainment. Get your beer where you like, fantastic. Plenty of parking, obviously, outside the front here.
Sure, I mean, that's one thing that a lot of people that came from who've been to other Joke Club events, they mentioned that the bar prices were very good here, and also how easy it is to park, because the venue's set on its own bit of land, isn't it? It's not near anything, so you just come in, park your car, walk straight in.
Absolutely.
That's been the big advantage of the hall. I mean, the hall is very, very busy, as you probably know, and there aren't very many free days here before Christmas even. And the reason is, as you quite rightly say, it's a big hall, it's a nice area to have. We've got a good bar, you can park outside. There's parking for up to 200 cars outside the venue. So it's been very, very popular.
Actually, the people who run it are nice as well. Which obviously does help.
I mean,
the bar staff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The super, you know, Steve behind the bar's a good lad. He knows what he's doing. And as I say, the whole evening was well run. And may it go on for
as long as
it can stretch. You know,
it's really good. I mean, we saw, obviously, when we fused together, we... You obviously don't know how the first night's going to go, but for us, we were so, so pleased. Mm. And I just want all the Audio Boo listeners who are listening to this to get down here, check out the venue, not only for our shows, but we've got the Boom Boom Club that runs here as well, haven't we?
Which is a live music club, and that is very popular. Normally 2 to 3 live music concerts per week down here.
That's right.
With them, that's very, very popular.
Oh, excellent. And then you've got gentlemen's evenings, haven't you? They're good.
We do all sorts of things here. You'd be surprised. And lots of private parties. We have gentlemen's evenings. We have a ladies' evening, even. We're looking at all sorts of ventures here. And also lots of private hires, weddings, parties, everything you can think of.
And up here is a football club that's doing very, very well at the moment at the top of the Ryman League.
Hopefully going
into Blue Square set-off next season.
Hopefully, fingers crossed for that.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? It's been nice sitting. I've been eating your biscuits.
Yeah,
so I'm really sorry about that.
Nice.
But hopefully, you know, we'll get to hear some more from you guys, you know, later on down the road. And, hey, fingers crossed, we'll have a good season with the comedy here at Sutton United Football Club.
Looking forward to it.
Cheers, guys.